When Florence Williams moved from Colorado's mountains to Washington, D.C., her mental health deteriorated rapidly. Depression set in, focus vanished. The absence of nature in her daily life created a malaise that medication couldn't touch. This personal crisis launched her on a global investigation into how nature affects our brains and bodies, a journey that revealed profound connections between human health and the natural world. As urbanization accelerates, with over 55% of humans now living in cities, and climate change threatens our natural spaces, this relationship has never been more important to understand. What happens to our minds when we disconnect from nature? What does science tell us about the healing power of forests, rivers, and even urban parks? The answers are transforming how we think about everything from city planning to medical treatment. The most surprising discovery? Nature isn't just a nice-to-have luxury, it's a biological necessity. Our brains evolved in natural settings over millions of years, and they still function best when connected to the elements that shaped them. The research is clear. Regular doses of nature reduce stress hormones, boost immune function, improve mood, enhance creativity, and may even help treat conditions from ADHD to PTSD. In Japan's Chichibu Tamakai National Park, office workers practice shinrin-yoku, or forest bathing, immersing themselves in nature as preventative medicine. Japan's forestry agency has established official forest therapy trails where visitors' vital signs are monitored. Researcher Yoshifumi Miyazaki found that forest walks reduce cortisol levels by 12%, lower blood pressure, and improve mood. Throughout our evolution, we've spent 99.9% of our time in nature, he notes. Our physiology is still adapted to it. Immunologist Ching Li discovered that forest bathing increases natural killer immune cells by 40% for up to 7 days, thanks to phytoncides, protective compounds emitted by trees. Even rooms with cypress oil showed a 20% increase in immune cells. For Japanese workers facing high suicide rates, forest therapy provides vital relief. Natural settings activate our parasympathetic, rest and digest system, rather than the urban-induced fight or flight response, differences measurable in vital signs and stress hormones. Female veterans with PTSD navigate Idaho's River of No Return, the Salmon River. PTSD, affecting up to 27% of recent combat veterans, keeps the amygdala hyperactive, blurring real and perceived threats. On the river, transformation occurs. The physical demands, focus on rapids, and nature's elements calm their nervous systems. Marcia Anderson overcomes nerve damage to master rapids, while Tanya Herrera adapts with one arm. The group bonds through morning yoga and shared experiences. Passing fire-scarred hillsides, one veteran reflects, "The trees can't control their lives. We can't control what happens to us. The trees teach us acceptance and metamorphosis." Research validates these benefits. Outward-bound participants show 9-19% mental health improvements, while higher-ground programs report 40% PTSD symptom reduction. The wilderness setting helps veterans process trauma, continuing America's tradition of finding healing in nature's challenges. Zach Smith's inability to stay seated by second grade led his parents to withdraw him after eighth grade. At 14, at the academy at SOAR, he discovered rock climbing and through a Wyoming horsepacking trip transformed his restlessness into purposeful adventure seeking. Our brains evolved outdoors, balancing focused attention with survival-oriented distraction, a novelty-seeking trait that helped humans thrive across diverse environments. Modern society pathologizes this natural restlessness. While ADHD medications target symptoms like excessive climbing, research shows children flourish outdoors. As Aaron Kenny of Cedarsong Nature School says, children cannot bounce off the walls if we take away the walls. This aligns with Friedrich Froebel's 1837 vision of nature-based education. Today, with preschoolers becoming the fastest-growing market for antidepressants and teen mental health issues rising dramatically since the 1950s, the solution seems clear. Children with access to green spaces show improved focus, activity levels, and emotional balance. Since 2008, most humans have lived in cities, with 2 billion more urban dwellers expected in 30 years. While cities offer better sanitation and education, they present significant mental health challenges. Urban residents experience higher rates of mental illness, 21% more anxiety, 39% more mood disorders, and twice the schizophrenia risk versus rural areas. Brain scans reveal increased amygdala activity and disrupted stress regulation. Singapore offers a solution, allocating 0.6% of its budget to scenery development, 5 times the U.S. National Park Service's proportional funding. Half of Singapore's territory maintains green cover, with mandates for developers to replace displaced nature and ensure 80% of residents live within 400 meters of green space. Trees are vital for urban health. When emerald ash borers destroyed 100 million trees across the American Midwest and Northeast, affected areas saw 21,000 more deaths, a 10% increase. Toronto studies showed just 11 extra trees per block provided health benefits equivalent to a $20,000 income increase. Evidence clearly shows cities must be designed for human biological needs, not just efficiency. Research by David Strayer shows 3 days in wilderness boosts creativity by 50%. This stems from how our brains handle attention, voluntarily for tasks and involuntarily for stimuli. Our neural networks constantly filter overwhelming sensory input, particularly taxing during the frequent task switching of digital life. In nature, without digital distractions, our brains recover. Frederick Law Olmsted observed that nature employs the mind without fatigue and yet exercises it. The Kaplan's attention restoration theory suggests natural settings provide soft fascination, stimuli that engage without demanding attention, allowing our frontal lobes to rest. Roger Ulrich's stress reduction theory demonstrates that nature first reduces anxiety, then enhances cognition. These findings explain wilderness's restorative power. Free from technological interruptions, our minds can recover from what William James called continuous partial attention, the exhausting vigilance of modern life. Research suggests a nature pyramid. Daily contact with birds, trees, and pets forms the base, followed by weekly park visits, monthly forest trips, and occasional wilderness experiences. Finnish studies show 15 to 45 minutes in urban parks improves mood. For health benefits, spend at least 5 hours monthly in nature, with 10 hours being optimal, achievable through twice-weekly visits or a few longer monthly excursions. Richard Mitchell's Lancet study of 40 million English residents found a lower mortality rates in greener neighborhoods across all income levels. Green spaces significantly reduced health disparities, with poor residents in green areas living longer. European research confirmed green spaces reduced mental health inequality by 40%. Nature isn't a luxury, but essential preventative medicine. Regular outdoor exposure enhances immunity, reduces stress, boosts creativity, and improves well-being. Perhaps nature's greatest gift is awe, making us feel both humble and connected to something greater. This emotion increases generosity and reduces inflammation markers, helping us rediscover our place in the larger living system.